Hi, my name is Jennifer Marsman, and in this session, I'm going to give you a quick introduction to multi-touch development in Silverlight. I am using the current version of Silverlight, which right now is Silverlight 4. So before I jump into some code, I want to just very briefly give you the major differences between multi-touch development in Silverlight and in WPF, or the Windows Presentation Foundation, just in case you're doing WPF development today. The first major difference is in Silverlight multi-touch development, the Silverlight client as a whole registers for touch events, like so. We'll see this when we walk through the code in just a second. But your Silverlight client as a whole is registering for those touch messages, so you're either all in or all out. You're going to get all of those touch messages or none of them. Contrast that with WPF. WPF has element level support for multi-touch development on its UI element class. So your multi-touch support is scoped to a different level. The second major difference is that Silverlight 4 multi-touch doesn't provide any gesture handling or any manipulation or inertia processing. WPF does provide all of those things. Now by gesture handling, what I mean is the ability to, instead of processing every single touch that your screen receives, instead you just get a notification that a zoom gesture has occurred, or a rotate gesture, or several predefined gestures. So if you do need support in Silverlight for gestures or manipulation or inertia, you have to either handle the raw touch messages and implement this stuff yourself, or do a web search and find one that was created by a third party. Now let's look at a code example. This is a code example that I wrote myself. It was just a silly little example to illustrate how multi-touch works in Silverlight. Let me run it for you first by hitting F5, and then we'll walk through the code in a sec. All right, so it is loaded. This is called my Silverlight Ouch Touch app, and what it does is, let me touch the center of the screen right now. Wherever I touch the screen, boop, like that, the word ouch is going to appear under my fingers. I'm using the HP TouchSmart machine, and my machine supports up to 4 touch points at the same time, so I can put down 4 fingers at the same time, boop, and get 4 different ouches appear at the same time. I can also drag my finger across the screen, woo, ouch, 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 and see a whole series of ouches appear under my finger. So basically, anywhere I touch, boom, 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 ouch, 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 is gonna get an ouch appearing on the screen wherever I touch it. Okay, silly little app. Now let's close it and I'll show you the code that it took to implement this. Now first of all, like I mentioned just a second ago, with Silverlight you do need to register for touch events using this client level touch class. So the way you do that is take this frame reported event and wire up a new event handler here. Then we're gonna specify the handler to be called, and which is this guy right here, touch underscore frame reported. And so when a touch is received, this code will be executed. The first thing we're going to do is get our collection of touch points, like so, and then we're going to process each of them one by one. So we just iterate through them using a for loop. And then for each touch point that I receive, I'm going to create a new text block, like so, set the text equal to ouch, like we saw before. And then I'm going to set the value of where it appears on the screen to be right underneath my fingertip. So here's the canvas properties right here, the left and the top properties. And then I'm setting those equal to the touch position X and Y on the screen so that those ouch blocks appear right underneath my fingertip when I touch the screen. Finally, I just set the visibility equal to visible. And then I add this as a child of my layout root. Okay, one final thing too I also want to call out, if in case you just try to implement this yourself as a sample. I have to jump over to the main page XAML for a second. You'll see most of this is just the normal XAML. There's obviously not a lot of stuff on here. But by default, the Silverlight template, when you do new Silverlight project in Visual Studio, will give you a grid right here. And you do have to change this to a canvas to make this code run. Okay, so make this a canvas first, and then I named it layout root. Okay, all right, so you saw how that worked. And I will publish this code to my blog, which is http://blogs.silverlight.com. www.msdn.com/Jennifer. So you're welcome to download it from there. Thanks a lot.